This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with, once again, with Dr. David Keener, plastic surgeon and co-founder of Roseville Facial Plastic Surgery in Roseville, California. He is here to talk to us about eyelid lifts. Dr. Keener, a pleasure to have you with us on the program.
Nice to be here with you.
So tell us, for starters and for those that aren't familiar, what is an eyelid lift?
So an eyelid lift, sometimes known as an upper eyelid blepharoplasty, is a procedure where we remove excess skin from the upper eyelids.
And Dr. Keener, how is an eyelid lift performed, and are there different techniques?
Generally, the eyelid lift is done in the office. We carefully mark incisions of the eyelids. We see where the crease is, make sure that the little crease where your eyelid creases when you open your eyes are at the same level. If they're not, we create them so they become at the same level. And we mark the incisions very carefully to see how much skin we think we should be removing. Then we inject some local anesthetic and let that sit for approximately 10 minutes. We prepare the area with sterile solutions. It is a small operation. It's done in a procedure room, like a small surgery. And we make incisions where we previously marked where to do them, and trim out the excess skin and occasionally some of the fat underlying the skin, as well as sometimes a little bit of the muscle. There is some individualization depending on exactly what we're dealing with. Generally, it's done under local anesthetic in the office. There are some times when we will do them in the operating room, especially if we're doing another procedure at the same time, such as a facelift. The procedures are generally very well tolerated, and the patients recover quickly.
And that's a benefit right there alone. Now, what makes someone a good candidate for an eyelid lift, and is there anything that would make someone a less than ideal candidate?
The best candidates have a mild to moderate amount of excess skin of their upper lids. They usually have a very good result with a minimal amount of downtime or any type of difficulties with the healing. Sometimes if the patient has a very large amount of skin, if they have some other issues such as ptosis where their lid sags over their pupil, it gets a little more complicated and they might need additional procedures at the same time, such as repairing the ptosis. Some patients have very low eyebrows, and no matter how good a job you do with the eyelids, you can still have some sagging of the brows. So typically we would recommend in those cases a brow lift at the same time. Most of the brow lifts we do are what they call an endoscopic brow lift, where we make little incisions at the hairline, tunnel underneath the skin to free up all the tissue of the forehead, and then lift the brows up. Typically we lift primarily at the lateral, the outside part of the brow, so there's some kind of an arch to the brow. And that would help get a better result.
Today we are with Dr. David Keener, plastic surgeon and co-founder of Roseville Facial Plastic Surgery in Roseville, California, here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, Dr. Keener, what is the recovery process like, and are there any side effects or complications that are common?
So generally, after the procedure is done, we clean up the face. We put a small amount of antibiotic ointment on the incisions. They're for the upper eyelids, for the eyelid lift or upper eyelid blepharoplasty, we will use nylon sutures that do have to be removed. So we have you do some wound care. We have you clean the incisions with hydrogen peroxide and put a small amount of ointment on there twice a day. You come back in 5 days and we remove those sutures. Then it takes another week or so to heal. Generally, the recovery is around 7 to 10 days. After that, you can pretty much do whatever you like. As far as side effects and complications, there is some mild swelling. There is occasional bruising. Those are about the worst things we see. The pain working on the upper lids is minimal. It's rare that people take any kind of pain medication. Serious complications are extremely rare, fortunately. So, such as a serious infection of the skin. I don't think I've ever seen one of those. You know, if you read online of some of the complications of any surgery, they can be scary, but this is usually a pretty superficial procedure, just on the skin, a little bit of muscle, a little bit of fat. Patients tolerate it very well. Now, sometimes we'll be doing, let's say, lower eyelid surgery, and there's a large amount of fat, and the patient could have high blood pressure, and then it's a little more dicey. You have to do that in the operating room with control the blood pressure with an anesthesiologist to keep everything safe. But the upper lids is a pretty, in the big scheme of things, a pretty minor procedure and very well tolerated.
And most helpful information there. Lastly, are the results permanent? That would be the big question I'm sure the listener would have.
Sure. So we're removing skin. So the results are permanent and that the skin is not coming back, but the skin does stretch. And the patient, unfortunately for all of us, we all continue to age. So we say on a procedure such as the eyelid lift or even a facelift, you set the clock back about 10 years. It's not like you look exactly like you did 10 years earlier, but it takes about 10 years after the surgery to look like you did when we did the procedure. So there's a permanent effect, but the aging continues. So we have had patients who had some more skin trimmed off their upper lids, but usually a decade or so later. So it's a long-lasting procedure, pretty easy, and usually well-tolerated, and patients are, for the very, very most part, very happy they did it.
And that is certainly good news on that front. Well, where can listeners get further information on your practice online there in Roseville, California?
Sure, thank you. So we're Roseville Facial Plastic Surgery. We're in Roseville, California. Phone number here is 916-782-1291 or 916-773-0395. We're at RosevilleFacialPlasticSurgery.com for our website. And we would be happy to talk to you, give you information, or set up an appointment. Thank you very much for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Always great to have you, Dr. Keener, and thanks for joining us here on eHealth Radio. Look forward to our next conversation.
You too. Thank you very much. Take care.
We've been speaking with Dr. David Keener, plastic surgeon and co-founder of Roseville Facial Plastic Surgery in Roseville, California. And for further details and for contact, simply visit RosevilleFacialPlasticSurgery.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.